That's right, Amanda. He is an iconic man leading an iconic event. We're talking South by Southwest with Mike Shea. Now, Mike, it all happens, obviously, with your support and the support of a strong team, right? So let's talk about the kind of team that goes behind a large-scale event like South by Southwest.
Sure. Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here and to address everybody out there in the world at large. You know, South by Southwest has been around for 30 years. This will be our 31st event. And as you can imagine, the staff behind it has changed a lot over the years. I wasn't around for the first year, but as legend has it, the very first paid employee was hired because he had a Mac computer. So that allowed him to do registration. We've raised the bar for skill level considerably since then, and we now have a staff of about 200 people. The 200 people are divided into all kinds of different areas. We have a large programming group that programs all of the conference events, that programs all of the festival events, that sort of thing. I'm the chief logistics officer. My group is in charge of the planning and the production, the contracting, the hotel reservations, the registrations, all of that sort of thing. Other groups are, of course, in charge of sales and sponsorship. So we've got 200 really skilled individuals working on various things, and they're kind of ninjas, really.
Ninjas, we like that, and quite the robust team, right, to make an event like South by Southwest happen. Now, most people have heard of South by Southwest. They know it's, you know, based around music and film and innovative technologies. So what is the overall goal for attendees? What's the content that your team really focuses on?
Sure. Well, you know, one of the things that is a challenge for us in a setting like this, where there are people who've heard of South by Southwest, but they have one particular notion of what it's about based on what they've seen or heard. One of our particular challenges is to get people to understand that at its core, South by Southwest is really a business event. It's B2B. It's for the music industry. It's for the film industry, interactive technology industries, health, med tech, education. So our main focus is to get people here inside the Austin Convention Center, inside the Hilton Hotel, the JW Marriott Hotel, all of the different conference venues that we have, and get them to share content. We have a huge stage where we do keynotes. We have smaller stages where we do breakouts and workshops. We have mentor sessions, all of those kinds of things. So even though what really the public at large sees as South by Southwest, which is a big music festival, a big film festival, crowded streets and parties and all those kinds of things, that's really peripheral. Our main goal is education and business.
Yeah, and I love that. It's a great balance of both. And, you know, speaking of getting people here in the Austin Convention Center, your show has a massive economic impact on the city of Austin. I want to share these numbers. Economic impact of $325 million to the city of Austin and an additional media valuation of $223 million. So, with that kind of data and information, how do you leverage those results and really, you know, set yourself up for success in the coming years?
Well, you add those two numbers together, the economic impact and the media value, it's $548 million in 2016 for the city of Austin in value. By comparison, the 2016 Super Bowl was $500 million. Now, you only get the Super Bowl once every decade or however that works. The city of Austin gets the economic impact of South by Southwest every year on an annual basis. I have to admit that it does get their attention sometimes when we have an issue that we want to address, but I think that using the word leverage might be a little bit of a misstatement. What we want to use that number for is to get people to understand the scope and the size of the event, and that it is. It is something that is beneficial to everybody in the city of Austin. That's not $548 million that's going in my pocket, unfortunately.
I would be your best friend, let me tell you.
But what it is a lot of money that's being dispersed among the citizens of Austin. So it doesn't matter what part of town you're living in. You might be living in West Austin. But you're working for the convention center, you're working in a hotel, you're working as a taxi driver, you're working in a restaurant, you're working in a bar, you're providing sound and lights for the different events. So it's really money that is going back into the city of Austin to make it a better place to live.
And tell us a little bit about, you know, your curation process. How do you really curate content? I mean, there's so much information out there to deliver to such a massive audience, your attendees. So what's your process like curating content?
One of the challenges is that we have so many different kinds of content. So on the one hand, we have the conference content that I was talking about. On another hand, we have the music festival, which ran over 2,000 artists last year. We have the film festival, which screened over 250 films in 2016. So each one of those elements has a different method of application and curation. Probably the most innovative is the conference content, which we have a proprietary piece of software called the Panel Picker. If you wanted to do a presentation at South by Southwest, you would go online, put all the information into the Panel Picker. It would go online for the world at large to vote. Hey, I like that idea. I'd go see Sarah, do her little session. And so that's a different way to get our audience engaged. If you're a music artist, you wanted to showcase, you would submit through Sonic Bids. That's an online system where you upload your sound, your sound files or your video files, your promotional files, all of those kinds of things. And then we have people around the world who are listeners who can go online, they can judge those, and then we use that as the basis for making our decisions. And finally, if you have a film that you wanted to submit, you're a little bit more old-fashioned in that regard. You would send your disc in, and they would play it on their DVDs. But we have a lot of screeners who will screen and judge films, and there are a couple or three people that would screen each one of those films, and then they would make their decisions based on that.
Wow, so it's just an overall dynamic show. You've got content that, you know, is shared with attendees. You're giving back to the city of Austin and its people, and then also, you know, folks have great opportunities there, business opportunities to grow in their craft. So it's quite a dynamic show, and I do want to mention people are singing, you know, praises to South by Southwest for understandable reasons. Maria said, very interesting, I think I need to look into South by Southwest, and that's exactly what you can do. At 3 p.m. Central Time today, we are going to be streaming Mike Shea's session. So, Mike, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Great discussion here. And, again, check out his session at 3 p.m. today. Let's check in with Amanda, who joins us with a very special guest.